For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, gentlemen, I got to tell you, last night I looked at watching the Hawks as a burden. I would have rather have watched a Lifetime movie because there's nothing I hate more than October NBA basketball.
Really?
But I got to tell you, though, I liked what I saw. I still think this team's probably destined for play-in, but you know, you never know. But there are some new pieces. Trey seems like he's playing unburdened. He looked amazing last night, dishing. Yeah. I think that is an unburdened thing when the other guy is gone. So
was it a corrective emotional experience
It was, just for one night, though, one night only. It remains to be seen. I don't know. We'll see.
I said this. I want to get your take. I said this the other day. I feel that the vibe for Trey is a good one because he does feel unburdened by the exit of not only John Collins but DeJounte Murray as well. It's finally his team. I think it appears from everything I can see from the outside looking in, he's trying to take Zachary Richichet under his wing, so to speak, and kind of build that relationship. And Jalen Johnson is continuing to grow. So I do feel like for the first time since he's been here, not only does he maybe feel the leader, but he's kind of taking that step towards being the leader as far as on the court and off.
I hope so. So we don't have to resume the typical debates we started having in February about this typical team.
I think we had that in December last year.
Yeah. It started as early as December. Yeah. I got to tell you, Zachary Richichet, he came in the game, 4 minutes left in the first quarter, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're about
he immediately
right.
Hit his first three. Went one for his first six, but assertive, aggressive, seemed comfortable out there, and finished up with 7 points, and Trey was amazing last night, dishing and scoring. 30 and 12 for him. And how about Onyeka Okongwu? 28 points, 8 rebounds, playing like a man possessed, a demon possessed Atlanta Hawk, my friend.
Yeah, and let's go back to Richichet for a minute because I know that's kind of the headliner. I didn't have a problem with the fact that he's not a starter, and I know that people look at it and go, how you have a number one overall pick that's not a starter on day one?
Work his way into it.
Fine. Okay, we knew that he wasn't maybe a plug-and-play right off the bat. I'm fine with it. I know that a couple people on the socials were a little bit up in arms. It is what it is. If he's not comfortable, then who cares? You're playing the Brooklyn Nets, by the way,
nothing's expected of them.
The preseason NBA rankings have them at number 29. and you were a 6-point favorite. It's pretty simple. Hawks hit their free throws last night. This is a Vegas cover in a double-digit win, and yet they don't and can't pull away when they're supposed to. But I didn't have a problem with Richichet starting the game on the Pine. You mentioned it comes in, shoots. Here's what I'll say about
kid's 19. He's not even going to be 20 till like April 8th.
And what did he finish? I think he finished 2 of 9, shooting.
7 points.
Two of eight.
He was not afraid to shoot, though. No. And I think sometimes when you talk about a guy that young that's got that much expected of him in their first game in the NBA, you're like, man, he's going to be hesitant. Nah, he was like, I'm going to let it fly. glass, the bank is open.
I tell you who I like, Dyson Daniels.
Very
disruptive defensively. He was every bit as good as I would think defensively. Anything you get from him offensively is a bonus. 15 points last night.
I also like a guy that gets fouled hard who doesn't.
Nick Claxton almost decapitated.
Yeah, and he didn't stand up and wait for his teammates to go fight for him. He went right after Nick Claxton.
And the tail of the tape does not favor Dyson Daniels.
No.
But he still got up on him, though.
Well, that's what I like. I mean, I like the physicality.
Yes, a little feisty.
Yeah, I like attitude. I mean, that's what – look, how many times have we talked about this team and since the run, and we've heard either the coach or a player say, we just didn't have the energy or the passion or we weren't giving it our all, whatever. And you didn't see that when a guy pops up, and he's been – a little bit of, I don't want to say a disappointment, but his career hasn't gotten off to the start after being the 8th overall pick in 2022 that he wanted to be so far. And so I thought he got off to a good start here. And maybe this is We got how many first round picks we had in the starting lineup last night, or on the floor at any point last night?
Yeah.
This is a deeper team, a little bit more athletic, bigger. Hopefully better defensively, which is it seems so.
If you just do yourself a favor, go randomly pull up the box score at some point today, and you look, and you see, man, this team quietly looks way deeper than it's looked in years.
Yep.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, like, I don't think anybody expected that when DeJounte was traded that you would feel that way about this roster. You know what I mean? You bring in Larry Nance, and obviously him not getting any burn last night. Kobe Bufkin still dinged up, so you have Vic Krejci handling the ball when Trey's off the floor. I thought was really one of the more interesting things last night. But you're right. I mean, I expected Dyson Daniels to be a difference maker defensively, and I love obviously being able to do that. But I thought his ball handling skills were way better than I imagined they would be. For a guy that hasn't watched him play that much. He was doing some good things on the offensive side of the floor too. So I'm just bullish, man. Like, it just felt like things were you win a game that you probably don't shoot your best. You definitely didn't shoot your best from the free throw line, and yet you're able to beat a team that you're supposed to beat down the stretch. Trey, to your point, this is how you're supposed to look in game one of an NBA season. I thought he looked explosive.
Yep,
like fresh,
the whole team
running. Like, he looked like a guy playing in the first game of the year, and that's what you're supposed to say. Like, I was like, man, he looked as explosive as I've seen him in a while. So that was nice to see. Obviously,
can we get anything from DeAndre Hunter though before the inevitable 2 months on the disabled list?
Well, we're gonna have to if Reza Shea is not gonna be on the floor to start these games. I mean, I told Dylan this yesterday when we were talking about it. I fully expect DeAndre to start the first 20-30 games, and that should transition into Reza Shea once he's more comfortable. But I'm with you. I mean, like, right now, you kind of need that guy to be something. When we talk about the first-round picks in the town on the floor, that's got to be one of them, right? Well, I mean, that's got to be a guy we talk about.
I think that's unfair. DeAndre Hunter had more points than fouls last night, and you should be happy with that. He almost...
That's progress.
And he even had more rebounds than fouls. So, look, he's... what are you going to do? Part of my NBA season, new season kickoff, tip-off resolution is to not complain about the exact same things that I've complained about in the years past. DeAndre Hunter's on that list.
That's a good resolution.
I have moved on from DeAndre Hunter complaining because if you're still complaining, and I know you're not really complaining, Rob, but if you're still complaining about what DeAndre Hunter isn't, and you just are refusing to accept what it is, and you've drafted his replacement.
I was going
to
say that, so they're aware of it.
So
obviously.
Yeah. So let's move on. Let's all grow beards with Trey.
Yeah, that makes him look like he's 37 years old.
I love it.
I also love beard Trey.
I like beard Trey.
Yeah,
there's a joy bearded in beard Trey.
Rob, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Bo and I watched some of the preseason buildup videos that the Atlanta Hawks had put out, and it was like kind of documentary style through training camp. Followed them to the Atlanta Falcons game when they were all there, and they made cameo on the big board. It was against the Chiefs, and the conversation between Trey and Zachary Risacher while they're at the game, kind of like a filmed from a distance, and the camera's 40 yards away, but he's mic'd up, and you can hear Trey talking. We don't usually get that insight into Trey Young. Yep. We don't usually get to hear the conversations that Trey has with the younger players.
And we haven't seen much about his personality.
Well,
just
and I
the
don't
bad
know,
things.
I don't know that the conversations have always – I don't know that they haven't sounded like that.
Yeah.
But it seemed like a mature leader version of Trey, to where he's talking to Zach and he's saying, you'll get comfortable with this. I envision this. And this is like in the tunnel at Mercedes-Benz. And he's like, this is what I envision for you. I envision you being a scorer. This is a basketball town. Like, these people will love you. If we're a good team, they'll show up, this, that, and the other. And I thought it was great, man. I thought it was great insight, something we haven't seen much. And I'm on board, man. Like I've been saying all week, I'm ready to be heard again.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick before we go to break, you know who's heard last night? It was Kennesaw State, got their first FBS win. First time they've beaten a Division I team in 2 years as well. They beat Liberty. I think Liberty was like a 27-point favorite or something, Rob. They were on a 17-game win streak.
We should have put a hundy on that.
Yeah, dude, you'd have made some money. You'd have been buying breakfast this morning.
I'd be buying breakfast.
But
well, now you get nothing because I didn't bet.
Shout out to Kennesaw State, though. Being their first FBS win. Hoo-de-hoo! Breaking a winless. It's also the first time in 23 years a team 0-5 or worse defeated a team 5-0 or better. How about that?
Well, so Charlie Brown finally kicked the football, and the Coyote finally caught the Roadrunner, and Kennesaw State finally wins the game.
They're going to be dominant. You just watch out. It's on now.
Vegas, by the way, over-under Hawks wins, 36.5? Hopefully they'll be better than
only
that.
35.5 more.
Yikes.
I think they're going to be a little better than that. Maybe we can scratch and claw towards a 6, 7, or 8 seed and not do the play-in. But a good start for the Hawks.
41-41, here we come.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.